of Club Hangovers. Authority presents Kidori and his Creole Jazz Band. That muskrat rambling man himself, Kidori, and his Creole Jazz Band. Playing here on Bush Street above Powell in San Francisco, and that means it's Club Hangover, of course, where there's no door or cover charge. Half hour broadcast coming your way as it does every Saturday night at this time. And along with Kidori, you'll also hear our intermission solo attraction here tonight, Tiny Crump. And there goes our theme song's time to set the tempo for our opening tune tonight. We've got a whole batch of old favorites, and so here's the number one tune, Clarinet Marmalade. Here we go. We'll be right back. Well, we're off to a good start here tonight at Club Hangover. We don't know whether this is officially Halloween or not. There seems to be some controversy over whether it's tonight or tomorrow night, but we know we're having a fine party down here, so if things have now quieted down out your way and it's safe to leave home, we suggest that you get in the family car. Come on down here on Bush Street above Powell in San Francisco and enjoy the rest of the evening here until 2 o'clock in the morning with music of Kid Ory and his band, along with Tiny Crump, our intermission solo attraction. There's no door charge or cover charge, and we have a lot of fine tunes for you here tonight. Tunes like this one we've got coming up. It's always good to hear this one again. The good old Darktown Strutter's Ball. We'll be right back. Blacktown Squatter's Ball. Well, now in our broadcast tonight, we have a trio of blues coming up in the broadcast. All of them are a little different. And this first one happens to be about a gentleman, a legendary character in the history of jazz called Buddy Bolden. And before we play it, I would like to bring up something that perhaps you don't know about. As you know, perhaps, Buddy Bolden was one of the leading lights that brought jazz to the world in about the first decade of this century. And when Kid Ory was playing on his first trombone along about the age of 9, Buddy Bolden heard him play one day and asked him, believe it or not, to join his band. Well, Kid Ory was mighty happy with the whole idea, and it was great with him, but his sister sort of thought it was a little early for Kid Ory to go to work, and she turned the idea down. However, we're happy to say that after that rather poor start, the Kid Ory, at the age of 10, had his first job and earned his first $2 playing on a Christmas night at the age of 10. After that late start, he's been doing pretty good ever since then, I'd say. So with that little anecdote way out of the way about the old days in New Orleans, let's play that, shall we? It's the blues that Jelly Roll Morton wrote and called the Buddy Bolden Blues. Here he is, Kid Ory. We'll be right back. Gordon's Blues. They don't say we didn't warn you, but the kid is on his last 2 weeks here at Club Hangover. He's going to go out and cut a few more records and let people in the rest of the country get a listen to his fine trombone and his Creole jazz band. So he is closing here on Armistice Day and Night, I guess you'd call it. Anyway, November 11th, a Thursday night, is the last night here for Kid Ory, so don't say we didn't warn you. We're open here every night except Sunday, you know, so come on down before the kid leaves town and hear some of that wonderful music. But we're going to have and hold over here our intermission solo attraction, who is on the stand here right now and going to present some of his wares, and that would be One Tiny Crump. And here is tune number two in our sort of survey of the blues, Tiny Crump and one of the greatest, W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues. And the St. Louis Blues. Well, we told you that Kid Ory is leaving, so maybe we better tell you about who is coming in. So, opening on November 12th, which would be a Friday evening, 2 weeks from last night, directly from the Flamingo in Las Vegas, where he's been breaking a few records, so we hear, will be Muggsy Spanier and his great band. So make a note of that. In just a little less than 2 weeks, Muggsy Spanier will be coming to town here at the Hangover on Bush Street above Powell. Well, that's the word. Now let's get there on to the third of our blues tunes this evening. This one you may know under the title of Sugarfoot Stump, but we all assure you from Kid Ory on down that this one was originally written for Louis Armstrong, was called for him too, the Dippermouth Blues. They call Dippermouth. Now for our brief weekly progress report on Muskrat Ramble. You know, we're keeping track of Kid Ory's tune here and seeing how it's doing. For the first time this week, according to Billboard, we see that the sheet music sales have now on the official list, so she is coming up and up, and of course the records are selling mighty fine. All of which makes us happy here and gives us the cue for final bit of exit music here. Let's have some real happy kind of music, Kid. Let's have some Meilenberg Joys. We'll be right back. o'clock on. It looks like it's time to go again in our half-hour weekly broadcast here from Club Hangover. But do come back again next Saturday night in the Aero Lanes along about this same time. We'll do it all over again. In the meantime, why don't you stop by in person here at Club Hangover on Bush Street above Powell in San Francisco. Hear the music of Kid Ory, his Creole jazz band. Don't forget he's closing on November 11th along with Tiny Crump, intermission pianist, all gathered here every night, Monday through Saturday night. And remember, there's no door charge and no cover charge. Certainly hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Now, on behalf of our boss, Doc Dougherty, our engineer, Chuck Robertson, this is your announcer, Bob Gerner, saying thanks a lot for listening, and join us again next week, won't you? This is KCBS Radio in San Francisco.